Five former and current Wisconsin governors attended Nelson's memorial, along with the state's entire congressional delegation. Other national leaders, including Delaware U.S. Senator Joseph Biden and former Vice President Walter Mondale, also came to honor Nelson. Mondale says no one on Capitol Hill had a better staff than Nelson because people wanted to work for him. He says Nelson had guts and worked until his last breath to preserve the environment.
Gaylord did more to protect America's natural beauty and wildlife, to halt the corruption of our air and our water and the earth, than any one single person in American history.
Nelson founded Earth Day 35 years ago. He's also credited with passing legislation to protect thousands of acres of wilderness in Wisconsin and nationwide. In particular, he fought to preserve the Appalachian Trail and off the Wisconsin shoreline in Lake Superior, the Apostle Islands. For the past quarter century, he's worked for the Wilderness Society in Washington, D.C. Wausau Congressman David Obey called Nelson the type of politician that is all too rare these days, one who never saw people as enemies and could put aside differences with even his most heated rivals.
Gaylord Nelson was the best and the sweetest man in politics that I've ever known. God knows I loved him. We all did. That's why we're here. That's why we will miss him so much. If he could say one thing to all of us today, I think it would simply be, carry on. Don't ever give up the fight.
Obey says Nelson will be remembered for Earth Day, but he also worked hard on auto safety standards, on drug pricing, legal services for the poor, and civil rights legislation. Obey also says Nelson laid his career on the line by voting against spending more money for the Vietnam War. Obey got to know Nelson well when he ran for Congress. U.S. Senator Russ Feingold became acquainted at an earlier age. Feingold says Nelson was a regular conversation topic around his dinner table growing up. He became a fan in the seventh grade, when as a member of his junior high student council, Feingold passed a motion to purchase a $12 Wisconsin flag for his school. Feingold's dad suggested that he ask Nelson to dedicate the flag. Nelson accepted.
When Gaylord Nelson came to my junior high and I got to introduce him in front of 1,500 kids, he had 7th and 8th graders rolling in the aisles. Can you imagine a politician being able to humor and educate 7th and 8th graders? So by the time I was 12, I was already smitten with Gaylord, and it's probably the greatest honor of my life that I hold the seat in the United States Senate that he once held.
Governor Jim Doyle says he knew Nelson for as long as he could remember. Nelson was friends with Doyle's parents, and they were all part of a movement that helped form the modern Democratic Party in Wisconsin.
I wish I could see my friend just one more time. And yet, in the vast acres of land now protected throughout our state, Gaylord Nelson lives on. In the yearly celebrations of Earth Day, joined by millions around the world, Gaylord Nelson lives on. And in the breathtaking beauty of the Apostle Islands, a symphony of nature, Gaylord Nelson lives on.
Doyle says that when he took office, Nelson told him not to dwell on day-to-day political fights and focus instead on what will really matter to people years ahead. Nelson died of cardiovascular failure earlier this month. He was 89. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.